So, beginning in a comfortable position, so you're supported for going into a state of ease and a state of inquiry. Allow all of your senses to be open, especially the ears. Allow the ears to be open to the sounds in the room, maybe sounds outside of the room. You may actually feel an opening in the inner ear. It can be quite subtle, but it can happen where there's an opening actually in within the inner ear. So allowing the ears to be open, allow the nose and smelling to be open and free. Let the eyes be gently closed, but feel the spaciousness behind the eyes, allowing the eyes to rest back into the head. Allow the mouth to be open on the inside, the top lip gently resting on the bottom lip, but the inside of the mouth open, spacious. And then bring attention to the tactile sensation of the body, where the clothing or blankets are touching the body, and also where the air is touching the body. And then be aware of the tactile feeling of the entire body at once. Take your time and allow all of your sensory perceptions to be completely open. So recognize that anything that you encounter during the integrative restoration process completely supports your practice. These sensations, emotions, thoughts that come up are all guides. Guides to bring you home. Home is where everything is welcome. So whatever arises during Yoga Nidra is a guide to teach us to be totally welcome to whatever is present. So if you could be 5% more comfortable, what would you do? Do whatever it is to give yourself more comfort and ease of being. Now take a minute here to set an intention for this practice. Today, let that intention be to welcome whatever shows up in this practice. Whether it's an insight, whether it's sleep, curiosity, confusion, let this be your anchor today to keep your attention and to let the mind be totally open to whatever shows up. Feel that intention being set for yourself and let this be your anchor for today. Watching whatever shows up and letting that be welcome. Now take a moment to feel into your deepest heartfelt desire, your deepest longing. Ask yourself, what is my deepest heart's desire? Or what has brought me here today that keeps calling me? This might be a spontaneous thought or something that's well thought out. It might be a desire for health or wisdom or awakening. It could be a desire for yourself or somebody else or the community or even the planet. really feel this heartfelt desire bubble up. And as this desire bubbles up, feel as if it's already become true. It's already an established fact. Allow the words to arise to describe this desire as an already accomplished fact. So phrase it in the present tense. Instead of "may I be peaceful," try "I am peace itself." Instead of "may I be wise," try "I am pure wisdom." Or instead of "may I be healthy," try "I am radiantly whole and healthy." Don't wait for some future moment. Find your heartfelt desire and express it as an established fact. Really feel into the sensation of what it's like to have this desire already met. This desire reflects your true nature. It's what you already are. Set it aside now, and we'll return to it at the end of our practice. Take the time now to develop your inner resource. This is an inner sanctuary where you are totally at ease, totally secure and nourished. It is the feeling of pure being, true nature, that underlies all that you are. But it could be represented as a place you've visited before, or maybe you're discovering it right now for the first time. It may be real or imaginary. So this place of inner resource where you're totally nourished, it could be a room, a meadow, forest, some other place in nature, some other constructed place like a castle. Any location where you feel completely protected and secure. This is a place of complete ease. Allow all of the senses to come into play to develop this place of inner resource. For example, what do you hear in this place? Are there sounds of nature? Are there sounds of music? What do you hear in your place of inner resource? What objects do you see in this place? Is there furniture? Are there figures of wisdom in this place, a mentor of such? Are there any other people? And what smells or tastes are in this place? Do you smell flowers, perhaps? Do you taste cookies? Whatever nourishes you and helps you to create a sense of security. Now spend a moment to really feel into the ease and support of this place. What does it feel like to be in this safe place, your inner resource? Know that you can return to your inner resource at any moment. Allow it to be your haven. It's available during this practice, but also at any point in your life, whenever you feel disturbed. You can always return here to feel ease. And then when you're ready, return to the experience to meet it, welcome it, knowing that you can always return to this place of contentment and nourishment. So knowing that that place of inner resource is always available to you, let's bring attention now into the physical body. We're not actually here to relax. We're here to feel whatever is present, to welcome it, not trying to change it. It may actually be the experience that by welcoming something, it feels like it's dissolving the tension. But we are just here noticing, we're observing, and in this first part of our practice, becoming aware of the body. Bring attention now into the mouth. Allow the top lip to rest on the bottom lip, but the interior of the mouth to be totally open. Feel into the roof of the mouth. And feel into the floor of the mouth. And can you feel into both places at the same time? Feeling simultaneously the roof and the floor of the mouth. And then bring attention to the left interior wall of the mouth. And then explore the right interior wall of the mouth. And can you feel into both sides of the mouth at the same time? Feeling the entire mouth like an orb of sensation. Let it be vibrant and alive. And feel that aliveness expand out to include the inner ears. Feeling into the inner ears. And then the outer ears. The nose and cheeks. And feel into the eyes, allowing the eyes to rest back into the head. The eyes often like to grab. Can you allow the eyes to melt into the body? So that rather than looking or using the eyes to grab, the eyes are resting back, supported by the head. Part of the body. Feel into the forehead and the space between the eyebrows. Feel into the crown of the head, the back of the scalp, the sides of the scalp, and feel into the back of the neck. Can you feel into the entire head? The whole face, the whole head, simultaneously. Feel into the shoulders now. And then feeling into both upper arms, both elbows, both forearms. The attention might jump from one side to the other, but can you feel both forearms at the same time? Feeling both wrists, both thumbs. Feel both palms of the hands, allowing the palms to rest back. And feel into the fingers. And can you feel into both arms completely? Feeling both arms at the same time. Notice how when you are feeling, you give up thinking. And vice versa. When you're going into thinking, you give up feeling. So to give up clutter in the mind, let's feel into the body. This will develop clarity. Feel into both arms at the same time. And if you're aware of these arms, your arms are in the awareness. Can you feel back into the awareness itself? The background of all sensation? And then let's feel back into the body, feeling again the shoulders and then the shoulder blades. The top of the spine, the middle spine, the lower spine, the back of the pelvis, the buttocks, the whole back of the body. And then feeling into the chest, front ribs, side ribs, the abdomen. Feel into the organs. Allow the organs to feel totally vibrant, healthy. Notice if the mind interjects and says, well, they're not perfectly healthy. Let that be here too, and feel the organs healthy, vibrant. Feel the organs resting down into the pelvis, and the organs and pelvis resting down into the floor. Feeling the entire torso. Feel into the thighs, the backs of the thighs, inner thighs, fronts of the thighs. Feel the knees, calves, shins, ankles. Feel the tops of both feet, the bottoms of both feet, and feel all of the toes. Feeling into the entire body. Allow attention to wander through the body. This body, a field of sensation, radiating in all directions simultaneously. Note how sensations in the body and the passing thoughts are constantly changing. The entire body is a constantly changing field of sensation. And sense that these sensations are within your awareness. Can you feel into the awareness itself? Feel yourself as this open, spacious, unchanging awareness within which the changing sensations arise. Be aware now of the body breathing itself. Without any control or manipulation, be aware of the body breathing itself. The natural flow of air entering and exiting the body. Notice how the body breathes itself without any effort. Bring attention to all the different sensations that occur on the inhalation and exhalation. Notice the coolness on the nose on the inhalation. Notice the warmth of the nose on the exhalation. Notice the rise and fall of the chest and belly. Notice that you are aware of these experiences. These experiences are within the awareness. Feel into the awareness, the background itself. As if this background were the containers of all the experiences. Feel back into this open, unchanging spaciousness in which the experiences and sensations, the changing sensations, occur. Notice how the changing experiences are in the foreground, and feel into the background that doesn't change. Now locate a feeling in the body of stability. You may remember a time, or you may be able to create an image that can help you evoke the sensation, the feeling of stability. Use the mind to bubble up that sensation of stability. And then let go of the memory, the image, and feel the sensation, the feeling of stability. What does it feel like to feel stable? And then allow a feeling of ease to rise up. You can use a memory or create an image with the mind to help create that sense of ease. What does it feel like to feel at ease? Letting the images go, letting memories go, and feeling at ease. Feeling ease in the physical body. Now come back to welcoming the sensation, the feeling of stability, feeling stable in the body. And then returning to feel a state of ease in the body. What does it feel like to feel at ease? And then can you feel both of these feelings at the same time, feeling stability and ease together? Feeling stability and ease simultaneously. Notice how this feels on the body and on the mind. Now notice the uprising of the feeling of joy in the body. Again, you may use a memory or an image that helps evoke the sensation of joy in the body. And let the memory or the image dissolve, but really relish in the feeling of joy. Joy that's independent of the cause, allowing this natural sensation to arise, feeling of pure, uncaused joy. Take a moment now to reflect back on this experience, the sensations in the body, any thoughts that arose. And sense the entire body. And then sense the room around you. It's a feeling of coming back into the world and going about your day. Feel into how sensations, experiences, and even your personality, they seem to have a location with a center and edges, almost a density. And at the same time, there is this spaciousness that's indescribable, really, without a center or edges or a density. Feel how this personality and the sensations occur within this spaciousness. Feel into the changing of the body, the sensations, the thoughts. And simultaneously, there's this awareness, openness. It's totally unchanging. Feel how both of these are present. Feel how there's both the personality, sensations, and this open spaciousness. Imagine setting your personality free, free of shoulds, free to be just as it is. And recognize how in each moment, the body and mind have a perfect response to each experience. A natural and spontaneous response. And at the same time, the spacious presence holds everything. And in fact, the perfect response bubbles up from this spaciousness, occurring within activity, expressing itself as personality, sensations. The freedom comes from allowing this background to spill into the foreground, this open spaciousness to express itself with the body, the mind. So allow both to be here, the body and mind, responsiveness, the activity, and the space, the awareness, the openness that contains all of it. So take a moment now to reflect back into your deepest heartfelt desire, the longing that keeps calling. Notice if it's changed since the beginning of practice. Feel this desire being met. Feel it as an obvious statement of fact already having been accomplished. Feel the deepest heartfelt desire. Feel it as a statement of truth already being met. An expression of true nature. Notice how the mind may have some commentary. Let that be here too. It's also happening within the openness, within the awareness. Take your time now to transition from the practice into ordinary life. Allow the body and mind to awaken slowly into alertness. As you go about your day, stop every once in a while to notice and feel into the spaciousness. Allow the body and mind to be free, to respond and react, to feel for the action being called for, while simultaneously feel into the spaciousness in which these experiences and activities happen. When you're ready, allow the tongue to wander inside the mouth. Bring movement into the face, fingers. Bring movement into the arms and toes and legs. And allow the body to move however it wants to move. There is no rush. Thank you. This concludes our practice of eye rest.